It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
The four-hour Michael Jackson documentary, Leaving Neverland, had its world premiere on Friday at the Sundance Film Festival in Park City, Utah. And the film centers on allegations of abuse by Wade Robson and James Safechuck. Leaving Neverland galvanizes their stories with extensive research and concrete evidence. One Twitter user said, "You'll never listen to Michael Jackson the same way again. In fact, you may never listen to Michael Jackson again at all." Critics also said Leaving Neverland is devastating and contains sickening forensic details. Jackson denied all allegations that he abused underage boys during his lifetime, and his estate has done the same. Lady Gaga surprised fans during her Las Vegas concert when she pulled her A Star Is Born co-star Bradley Cooper on stage for a performance of their Oscar-nominated original song from the film Shallow. Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern
world? Or do you need more? That'd be pretty cool if you were there to see that.
I know. Model Gisele Bündchen learned English when she first moved to America by listening to Boys to Men. Gisele revealed this in an episode of Carpool Karaoke with Boys to Men. She said, "So I moved to New York City when I was 16. I didn't speak a word of English, but my sister, she was like, 'Here, take my cassette.' And the cassette tape she made for me, one side was Boys to Men, the other side was Mariah Carey. So she traveled around the world with her Walkman right by her side, and she told Boys to Men, I was like, 'I'm going to learn English,' and that's it. I have to say, you guys were my teachers, so thank you." And Victor Willis, the policeman from The Village People, now owns half the copyright to the group's music and revealed that he used to walk around with $30,000 to $40,000 in his pockets.
Are you kidding me?
No. However, now he only carries a maximum of $100. He found plenty of ways to spend his money, but says some splurges were not as smart as others. He said, "My first worst financial decision was to invest in a non-existent gold mine. I learned not to invest in things that sound too good to be true because they normally are. It only took 6 hours for him to write the lyrics to the song YMCA, but writing the final draft only took 10 minutes. Willis doesn't know how much he made in total from the YMCA. He still is making millions of dollars a year, he said, and he said that that's been going on consistently for the last 40 years.
I don't even understand how he could put $30,000 in his pockets.
I don't know how you'd fit that either.
That's insane.
He must have been wearing those Django jeans that have like massive pockets.
Love
on the
those.
Side.
YMCA.
That's the garbage.